Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, my friends. JT DeBoltz with you today from the Moeb Daily Power of Call. Great to be with you on a Wednesday morning, middle of another big week here in the Moeb community, and grateful as always to be with you. I say good morning, good afternoon, and good evening, whatever time it is for you, no matter where you might be tuning in from on the Big Blue Marble. Thank you for joining me here each and every single Monday through Thursday at 11 a.m. Eastern. Always a privilege and a great deal of fun. And I want to talk to you today about a question that actually hangs a lot of new people up, a lot of newer entrepreneurs up, because frankly, it's an uncomfortable question no matter how long you've been around. Perhaps one of the most annoying, if not rude, questions you'll get is how much money do you make? Now, I've actually talked to people and they say to themselves, man, I'm so nervous that somebody might ask this question. And frankly, I used to get a far more often sense of that question, meaning they would come to me with this a lot more often than I do now, and for good reason. It was because I was so worried about it. I was so worried. I don't want anybody to ask me how much money I'm making, because if I do, then, you know, if they ask me that and I have to tell them, then I'm going to look like a fraud, because in some cases, like when I was starting out, I hadn't made much money or I hadn't made my first sale yet. And it can create this sense of like, oh man, dread for your business. I don't want to be asked. I don't want to talk about this. I don't want to be seen as being somebody without any results. Because if I show that I have no results, then they're going to think this is a scam, or they're going to think that I'm not worth it and they're not going to want to work with me, blah, 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 and all that sort of internal language starts coming up, right? I want to tell you right now that this is not something you need to worry about. And I'm going to give you a couple of ways to get around this question. Why? By being truthful, by being honest, and more importantly, by addressing what's really important. I remember coming back from the gym once. I was speaking at an event, and somebody had obviously recognized me from the stage, and they asked me that question. You know, how much money is it you make as an entrepreneur? How much money do you make as a speaker? And the thing about that is that it's a really lousy question, okay? And I'll tell you why it's a lousy question. Number one is it has nothing to do with the subject of the question itself. When people ask that question, they say, how much money do you make here? How much have you made with this business? It has everything to do with that person's concern over their own ability to make it work. That's it. It has actually nothing to do with how much money you've actually made. And think about that. How many people in your own personal life ever have come up to you and asked you how much you made? Very few. Yeah, you might intimate that to people that you care about. You might talk about that with people that are close to you. But most people don't talk about how much they've made. We get obsessed over celebrities when they get paid big bucks to make movies, or athletes when they sign huge contracts. But in this industry, as an entrepreneur, it's really kind of a private conversation, and it only has one reason why people ask it, and that is that they want to know what they can do. Fact is, the question misrepresents what's really at top of mind. So, how should you handle this question? What can you do if somebody comes up and asks you that uncomfortable question, and perhaps you haven't made the kind of money you want to make, or perhaps you're still on the path to your first sale? Let me give you four things that you can do right now that if anybody asks you that question, you can move past it. Number one is don't take it personally. That's the first thing. It's very important that you don't take it personally. Don't take it as a personal attack. Don't take it as somebody prying into your personal business. Because the fact of the matter is, it's not about you. Frankly, it doesn't matter what you say, right? Because it's really about them. It's not about you. It's about an inquisition of your results, and the reality is you are not your results. This is one of the most important distinctions you can make as an entrepreneur, is to realize you are not your results. And a lot of times I think we look at people that have had remarkable results. We look at people, the top earners that are crushing it and they're making big dollars, and we're thinking, man, they are special. And we think that because of their income. We think that because they're at the top of the leaderboard. We don't consider all the other factors that go into it, and there's a lot of factors. What about the people that aren't on the leaderboard? Does that make them less? Does that make them less valuable? Does that make them less capable? Does that make them less of great people? No. It just means that currently they're not there. So why the heck would we judge people based on their results? You're not your results. That's not who you are. That's not who you are at your core. That's not your identity. Who you are at your core is your values, your vision, your mission, your why. It's your character. It's your experiences. It's how you treat people. So if you want to do something for a person, if you want to give value to somebody, if you want to do them a service, especially when they ask you this question, ask them, what is it that you want to know? Is it that you want to know what's possible for you? Is it that you want to know what can work? Why is it you're asking that question? Because what I can demonstrate to you is how it can work for you. See, now we're making it about them. Now we're showing genuine concern for them. What is it you want to know is a great question. And if they try to kind of dance around, you'll see them get uncomfortable typically. No, I was just wondering because, you know, and then you have to persist. This is a part where you have to kind of stand your ground. You can be respectful. You can be nice about it. You don't have to be mean or aggressive. You don't have to be, you know, somebody who snaps their head off. You say it in a respectful way. So what is it you really want to know? Are you asking what's possible for you? Or are you wanting to know that this can actually work for you? Those are the kinds of questions that they're really wanting to know. And that will actually be a better service to them because it'll put them at ease. It'll help them make a better decision as to whether or not to proceed. Next, not only don't take it personally, but don't get defensive. When people get defensive, it's typically because they're coming from a place of fear. It doesn't matter what the topic is, doesn't matter what the person is. Yeah, you could say, oh, that person was having an off day, they were tired, they hadn't eaten or whatever, they had a lot on their mind. But the simple fact of the matter is when somebody gets defensive, it's typically from a place of fear. Again, you don't have to tell anybody about your income. You can make light of it. You could say, hey, what are you with the IRS? But the simple fact of the matter is don't get defensive. You can make light of it. You can make it a lighthearted response. But really... I go back to what I said a moment ago. It's not about you. It's about them. And so they're oftentimes asking that question out of a place of insecurity. They're asking that place or that question out of a place of perhaps even anxiety. They have an interest, usually a strong interest, in what you're doing. And perhaps they're getting heat. Perhaps they're getting resistance. Perhaps they're getting some form of negativity from somebody typically close to them. Maybe it's a spouse. And so what they want to do is seek out data points to help them make the decision. What they really want to hear is that you are crushing it. What they really want to hear is that you are getting results. But at the end of the day, it doesn't matter. They also want to hear that you haven't gotten results. They want to hear you say, I haven't gotten results, but I'm pretty happy. I'm working. I'm learning. I'm moving toward getting results. Because now you've just taken the stress level way down. Now you've made it okay for them to not have to be hitting it right out of the gate. Now you can demonstrate to them, hey, see, you could be a normal person going through the process, because that's what success is. Success is a process. You can commit yourself to something and not necessarily see the result right off the bat and still be okay. The question is, where is your focus? You've heard me say this many times. What you focus on expands. Where your focus is where you're going. If you stare at the wall, you're going to drive into the wall. If you stare down the middle of the freeway or the middle of the speed track, the racetrack, you're going to stay down the middle of the racetrack. If you're focused on finishing the race, if you're focused on hitting your goals, if you're focused on succeeding and accomplishing the mission, then that's what you will get. And that's the kind of direction that you want to bring people to. You can even refer them here to the podcast. You can send them to all kinds of resources. You don't have to be the person that carries that burden. All right. Next, don't forget why you are here. Don't forget why you are here. You are not here to show your financials. Unless you're talking to your CPA, which is my standard response. Hey, my CPA is the only person that knows my finances, besides me and my wife. You're not here for that. You're here to empower. You're here to lead. You're here to show people a better way for themselves. That's what it's ultimately all about. And because that's the case, your income means nothing to the truly committed. It means nothing to the situation itself. Your job is not to be a billboard of your finances. That's not the job. Your primary role here in this business is to show other people the way, educate them, elevate them, empower them, lead them. If you made a ton of money, okay, think about this. Let's think about this. Let's think about you making a ton of money. It's going to do one of two things. It might motivate them. Okay, number one, it might motivate them. They might get pumped. They might go, wow, look at this person. They've only been in the business XYZ, you know, amount of time, and look how much money they've made. Okay, so that's possible. But as you've told me, or as I've told you, rather, motivation is very fleeting. In fact, I'm going to be talking about that this Thursday on my Facebook page, facebook.com/flywithjt. I'm going to be talking about the falsehood of motivation, why you don't need it, and if you do, if you're addicted to motivation, you're in bigger trouble than you realize. But that's a whole nother topic for a whole nother day. The simple fact of the matter is if somebody is so motivated by money and they need you to show them that kind of result so they can be motivated, then they're in deeper trouble than you can even possibly help them with. You can recalibrate them, though. Because here's the other side of it. If you made a ton of money, it might also intimidate them. They might look and say, wow, that person's made so much money, but that's them. They're special. And they get kind of overwhelmed with the idea of making that much money. You see, here's the real challenge with talking about how much money you've made. It takes a person a while to grow into their income, depending on their prosperity consciousness. Now, if you've got a strong prosperity consciousness, then you can make a lot of money quickly and it won't affect you in a negative sense. In fact, it will only make you better. But you have to have your prosperity consciousness dialed in. And again, I coach this to my clients. I help them work on this. And I can tell you it's not an easy thing. It's not something that is inherently obvious. It's not innate because money is a human construct. It's something we created. And the hard part about it is that this demand to want to make big money fast is a relatively recent thing that we've created, especially here in the Western societies. So the idea of making a ton of money fast can be very intimidating to people if their prosperity consciousness isn't in the right place. They might want those big results fast, but very few people can actually handle big results fast, and it creates a sense of anxiety and stress inside them. So again, another reason why sharing your financial results is not a good idea. Not only does it detract from the real situation, not only does it take away from the actual question, but it can actually do some harm. So don't feel the pressure to have to share your results. And if you've had some great results, remember, it's not about the result, it's about how you got there. It's about what you have to learn and who you have to become in order to be able to get those results. And that's what you want to help people with. If somebody asks you that and they're just pressing you, say, listen, I'm doing just fine. Now let's talk about how much you're going to make and how to get you there. That's the better answer. And finally, when this topic comes up, and it invariably will if it hasn't already, once you've had these conversations, once you've answered these questions, once you've addressed their insecurities or their fears, it's time to move on. Because in the end, it's nobody's business how much you've made. It's nobody's business how many sales you've made. It's nobody's business whether you've made a sale or not. So don't focus on or worry about this particular question. The question will cease eventually, and it will cease because you will stop worrying about it. You will stop thinking about it. You'll stop thinking, oh man, I hope nobody asks me about this. I hope nobody addresses how many sales I've made. Even though I haven't made a sale, I don't want anybody to ask me that question. Please don't ask me that question. Take your energy away from that focus, and this question will vaporize. It won't come up anymore. My friends, I want you to know it's okay to get started. I want you to know that it's okay to take that leap of faith. I want you to know that it's okay to follow your dreams. It's also okay to follow your heart and say, I'm going to go and do this thing. But if you have in the back of your mind this trepidation, this hesitation that says, yes, but what if somebody asks me about this and I have no results to show for it? The best way to get those results is to get moving, is to get back into action if you've been stagnant for a while, or to get into action if you're in the very beginning and thinking about taking that action. Action is the single best antidote to anxiety. Action is the single best antidote to overwhelm. Action is the single best antidote to fear. And you have that in your direct control right here, right now, always. So get out there. pursue your dreams, pursue your goals, pursue the results that you want, and accomplish your mission. My friends, this call is a wrap. It's my privilege to come at you here on the Move Daily Power Call each and every single Monday through Thursday at 11 a.m. Eastern. Looking forward to doing it again tomorrow. And remember, no matter what course you fly in life, fly high, fly fast, and fly far. We'll talk to you tomorrow.